disregarding the shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你早晨在召聚我们来到你的面前。
Thank you for gathering us come before you this morning.
聚集在你的饼杯的面前，我们来纪念你。
We do this in remembrance of you.
把早晨这一点时间仰望在主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
愿我们说的、听的、欢意的都能够同盟建造。
And we will be all edified together through the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Yeshua Messiah. Amen.
感谢主，早晨当我们聚集在这里的时候，我们要一起来思想这两节的经文。
This morning when we get together, we will think about these two verses.
这两节经文里面呢，一共有四个动词。
There's two verbs in these two verses.
第一个，我们要奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The first is to run the race that's set before us.
要奔，我们要放下容易残累，放下各样的重担。
And we have to lay aside all the weight.
要脱去那残累，容易残累我们的罪。
We have to lay aside all the sins that ensnares us.
要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We have to look upon, we have to focus on Yeshua, the author and the finisher of our faith.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们要奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The author of the book of Hebrew tells us we have to run the race which set before us.
如果你仔细看英文的话，这个路程呢是已经 marked， 是已经定下来的一个路程。
If you see the English version, this race is already marked.
我们要来跑这一条主为我们所预定的路程。
We have to run this race, which is that the Lord has marked for us.
而且这是一场比赛。
This is a competition.
告诉我们，人生就像一场赛跑的比赛。
It tells us our life is like a competition.
那我们知道赛跑的目的就是要得一个冠冕。
What's the purpose of running? That is, you want to receive the prize.
今年西汉特委的主题。
The topic of the West Coast.
是在启示录，启示录三章那边讲到的，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
It is in Revelation chapter 3. You have to hold fast what you have, and then in order somebody else will take it away, the crown from you.
老约翰告诉我们，我们在基督里每个人都有一个冠冕。
John told us there is a crown for each one of us in Christ.
我们要持守，免得我们会失去。
We have to hold fast in order to lose it.
保罗在腓立比书他也说到，我只有一件事。
In Philippians, Paul said, there's one thing I consider.
我就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forget all things behind us. I have to run towards the race which set before me.
保罗向着标杆直跑，他也有一个目的。
Paul has a purpose to run to that goal.
他要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我得来得的奖赏。
That is, he's received the prize that the Lord has predestined for him to receive from above.
保罗知道主耶稣基督召他有一个奖赏要赏赐给他。
Paul knows that the Lord Yeshua called him in order for him to receive a reward.
所以他忘记背后，努力向前。
So he laid aside everything behind, put things behind him and the pursuit towards the goal in forward.
他在即将离世的时候，他也写了提摩太后书给他所亲爱的儿子提摩太。
Before he departed earth, he wrote to his son in spirit, Timothy.
他说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said, I have run the race and there is a righteous crown waiting for me.
所以从这里我们知道，保罗知道当主再来的时候有一个公义的冠冕要赐给他。
So Paul knows when he faces the Lord, there will be a righteous crown waiting for him.
保罗也告诉我们，我们也有一个公义的冠冕为我们存留。
Paul also tells us there is a crown of righteousness reserved for us.
就是呢，爱慕他显现的人。
That is the one who's admire him and then waiting for his appearance.
就是等候主再来的人。
The one who's waiting for the Lord's return.
早晨我们在饼杯的面前，我们就是在等候主的再来。
And at our table meeting, we are waiting for his return.
他主有一个冠冕为我们存留。
The Lord has a crown is reserved for us.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们在地上，我们是为了什么在奔跑
？Your brothers and sisters, what's the purpose for us to run on earth?
我们的目标在哪里
？What is our goal?
保罗的奔跑不是没有定向的。
And then Paul doesn't run without purpose.
他说我斗拳也不是打空气。
He said, I do not fix in the air, punch in the air.
保罗是一个跑属天道路的人。
He runs the race which is heavenly.
我们人生就是像一场赛跑。
Our life is like a race.
这不是一场平常的赛跑。
It is not a normal race.
我想我们的人生像在跑一场马拉松。
Our race is like a marathon.
我们知道马拉松多长。
You know how long the marathon is?
马拉松是 26.2 英里。
It's 26.2 miles.
这不是一个人如果没有经过特别的训练，没有体力，没有耐力，是没有办法跑完这一场 26.2 英里的马拉松。
Without special training, without the strength, without the perseverance, there's no way for a man to finish this 26.2 miles race.
我就在思想这26.2 英里有多长。
I was thinking how long is 26.2 miles?
从 West Office 跑到这里只有15 miles.
From West Office run here only 15 miles.
还跑不完。
And you can't finish.
从 Dumble 呢跑到那个 Harvey Airport 呢只有 7.8 miles.
From Dumble to Harvey Airport only 7.8 miles.
你跑去了跑回来才一半。
Oh, you run back and forth only half.
那我就在思想 26.2 迈到底多远
And how far it is of 26.2 miles
所以走上 Google 进去从我们家到这里 Google 了一下26 miles
I Googled this morning from my house to here is 26 miles
我 Google GPS 告诉要32分钟
GPS told me it takes 32 minutes
是一条蛮长的道路。
It's a long distance.
我交通一个见证。
I will share a testimony.
我儿子在高中的时候，他参加学校的那个越野赛跑队 cross country team.
When my son was in high school, he attended cross country team.
他整个高中四年就参加这样的一个校队。
He was in the school team during the 4 years of his high school.
他每天下课都要跑五到七 mile.
And every day after class, he had to run 5 to 7 miles per day.
他们的目的就是要参加休斯顿的马拉松，挑战26.2英里。
The purpose is to attend the Houston Marathon to challenge that 26.2 miles race.
我们知道呢，跑步本身是非常枯燥、非常乏味的。
We know running is boring.
这些孩子们他们有一个目标。
But those students they had a purpose.
他们要在四小时之内跑完这26.2英里。
They have to finish 26.2 miles in 4 hours.
那我们知道26.2英里是蛮长的一段距离。
We know the marathon distance is long.
四小时也是很久的一段时间。
Four hours is a long time.
我们坐飞机从休斯顿坐到西雅图，差不多四小时。
It only takes us 4 hours from Houston to Seattle.
那我们知道，在四小时在飞机上是蛮辛苦的。
You know, it's not easy on the airplane for 4 hours.
你们想过，在炎热的夏天，要在外面跑四个小时？
Have you thought about you run 4 hours under the heat in Houston?
这不是一般的人可以跑的。
This is not everybody can do this.
他们要受到严厉的训练，才能够坚持到底。
They need a special training to finish the race.
我儿子用了3小时58分钟。
It took my son 3 hours and 58 minutes.
他说就这么一次。
He said, okay, that's it, only one time.
我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主也给我们一条道路。
The Lord gave us a race.
圣经告诉我们，我们在地上有苦难。
The Bible tells us there are sufferings on earth.
我讲在那个四小时的长跑当中，是充满着艰难和挑战。
It is challenging and then suffering during that 4 hour long running.
彼得告诉我们，地上的苦难都是暂时的。
Peter tells us all the sufferings on earth are temporal.
他告诉我们，在百般的试炼中，我们是暂时忧愁。
He said that our worry is temporal among all the tests.
我们在试炼中，我们在地上，我们是有忧愁的。
In our trials, we are worried.
但是那是暂时的。
But those are temporal.
可是我们有一个盼望，我们有一个满有荣光的大喜乐在我们的前面。
But there is a hope. There is a great joy before us.
雅各书也告诉我们，我们若在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Book of James tells us we will be delightful in all the trials.
因为我们的信心都是要经过试炼的。
Because all our faith will be tested.
感谢主，我们在地上也是为了一个目标在奋斗。
Praise the Lord, we are on earth, we strive for a purpose.
来美国的时候是为了学业，不怕吃苦。
When we came to America, we endured hardship for the purpose of education.
成家后为了孩子，为了家庭，我们不怕吃苦。
We have perseverance after we get married for the purpose of our children.
因为我们相信明天会更好。
Because we believe there is a brighter future.
但事实是这样子吗？
Is that so?
因为我们知道地上的追求有一天都是会过去的。
We all know everything we pursue on earth will pass away one day.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们要奔那摆在我们前面的路程，主为我们预备的道路，就像我们诗歌所说的，我们要奔向锡安圣城。
So the writer of the book of Hebrew tells us we have to run the race which is set before us. Like the song we just sang, we have to march towards Zion.
那是一个美丽的圣城，是一个天上更美的家乡。
That is the beautiful city that is a better house, a better home in heaven for us.
我们在奔跑天路的路上，有时候我们会累了，我们会退后。
We will be a few tired and we will be shrunk when we run this heavenly race.
为什么？难道我们不想那天上更美的家乡吗？
Why? Aren't we really admire the heavenly home?
今天我们在生活当中有什么人事物阻碍我们奔跑这条主的道路？
Are there anypeople, things will ensnare us to run this race.
希伯来书的背景大概是在主后65到70年间。
The background of the Book of Hebrew, which is written in AD about
那时候希伯来的信徒呢，他们大受患难。
60 years. So the saints they were in great suffering, persecution.
在这样的一个情况下呢，希伯来书的作者呢，鼓励希伯来的信徒呢，在患难中要忍耐。
In such circumstances, the writer encouraged all the saints they have to endure all the suffering.
今天神也借着他的话来鼓励我们，来激励我们在患难中要忍耐。
Through the word of God, and he is constraining us to endure all the sufferings.
不要失去那勇敢的心。
Do not lose your heart.
我们所盼望的是那不能震动的国，是那天上更美的家乡。
What we hope for is that unshakable city and home in heaven.
希伯来书十章告诉我们。
In Book of Hebrews chapter 10 tells us.
主为我们所预备的这一条道路是一条又新又活的道路。
The way that the Lord prepared us is the new and living way.
这一条又新又活的道路是主用他自己的宝血所为我们打开的。
This new and living way is opened by the precious blood of the Lord.
主今天也要我们一同走在这一条道路上。
The Lord wants us to walk on this same path.
他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
He will bring many sons into His glory.
这是主拯救我们的目的。
That's the purpose that He saved us.
能够来到他的面前。
So we can come before Him.
所以，当我们在跑这条道路的时候，我们当如何来准备呢
？When we run this race, how do we prepare?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。我们要跑这条道路。
The writer of the Hebrews tells us when we run this race,
我们要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，我们才能够跑。
We have to lay aside every weight and the sins that ensnares us.
我还没有看过一个跑马拉松的人背着一个背包在跑。
I haven't seen any marathon runner when they run, they have to wear a backpack.
他们说我这个四小时我需要吃点东西我需要喝水我要带一罐水在后面
Maybe saying this 4 hours I need drink so I need carry a bottle of water with me
这世上的重担是让我们跑不动的
All the way, all the burden on this earth will block us to continue
所以我们知道我们有一条道路要奔
We know there's a race before us
是主为我们开着一条又新又活的路。
That is a new and living way, which is the Lord has set for us.
每一个属神的儿女当跑的道路。
That is the way that all the children of God should run.
第二个要放下各样的重担。
Secondly, we have to lay aside all weights.
那我们要知道今天什么是我们的重担。
We have to know what is our weight today.
在马太福音十一章，主耶稣说道。
In Matthew chapter 11, the Lord tells us,
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me for those who have a burden and a labor. Come to me. I will give peace to you.
让我们不得安息的各样的事情就成为我们今天跑属天道路的重担。
All the things that is unrest for us, that is the weight ensnares us to run.
我就想到两件事情是让我们没有办法来跑这属天的道路，是我们的重担。
I'm thinking two heavy burdens that is ensnares to run.
第一个就是我们的肉体。
First is our flesh.
第二个就是我们今生的思虑、钱财和厌乐。
Second is what we care, the things we care, and the money, the wealth.
弟兄姐妹们都知道什么是我们的肉体。
We all know what is the flesh of us.
我们的肉体就是这个世界眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Our flesh is based on the flesh of the eyes, the flesh of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of our life.
讲到今生的骄傲。
When we're talking about the pride of our life,
是我们奔跑天路的一个障碍。
That is the obstacle of our running.
我想到旧约哥利亚和大卫的故事。
I'm thinking the story of Goliath and David.
在撒母耳上，他记载到哥利亚。
In 1 Samuel is recorded about the story of Goliath.
哥利亚高三公尺。
He has 3 inches taller than David.
三公尺有多高呢
？Oh, he's 3 feet tall. How tall is that? No. Not 3 feet.
几乎我的两倍高。 3 meters.
Oh, 3 meters. He is like double, as the highest double of my
height.
You think how tall the Goliath is.
那我们知道哥利亚跟大卫在来到以色列人面前挑战以色列全军的时候，他是怎么样的一个装备？
You know how he equipped when Goliath come challenge the Israelites.
圣经说他头戴一个钢盔。
The Bible tells he has a helmet.
他戴一个钢盔。
He wear a helmet.
那身体还穿着盔甲。
And then he has those armors.
他的盔甲有57公斤。
He has 57 kilometers.
57 kilometers.
Kilometers.
Kilogram.
Kilograms.
125磅。
Kilograms.
比我的体重少一点点，就是把我背在他身上就对了。
It's almost my weight. He has to carry me on his back.
他有护膝，手拉拉他的一支长枪。
And he has a spear in his hand.
这是一个充满肉体的表现。
That is a manifestation of full of flesh.
哥利亚以为靠了自己的这些能力、装备，他能够战胜以色列人。
Goliath thinks by his equipment, by his stature, he will defeat Israelites.
很多时候我们也像哥利亚一样。
Many times we're just like the Goliath.
充满了肉体的骄傲。
We have full of the lust of flesh and then the pride.
我们有这个，我们有那个。
We have this, we have that.
这些成了我们奔跑天路的重担。
That becomes the weight of us when we run.
哥利亚靠着身体的强壮，他的装备，他说：“我还怕谁呢？”
Because his strong body, he said, "Who should I fear?"
眼中没有神。
Yeah, there is no God in his eyes.
没有错，以色列全军，包括扫罗在内，看到哥利亚都怕了。
The army of Israelites, they are afraid, include King Saul, when they see the Goliath.When they see Goliath.
但是只有一个人不怕，就是大卫。
But only one is not afraid of him, that is David.
大卫说：“我来与你征战是靠耶和华的名。”
David told Goliath, "I come to fight in the name of the Lord Jehovah."
弟兄姐妹们，我们得胜不是靠着势力和才能。
But sisters, when we win victory, is not by force, is not by wealth.
唯有靠着耶和华的灵方能成事。
Only in the name of Yeshua that we can be successful.
我在想到哥利亚的军装跟以弗所书所讲到的神的全副的军装是完全不一样的。
You know, the armor of Goliath is totally different than the armor that in the book of Galatians.
Efficient.
Compared to the armor
Goliath,
in the book of.
如果我们仔细回去看读以弗所书第六章神的军装的话，在神的军装里面没有一件是属地的东西，是物质的东西。
If we read the book of Ephesians, you will see there is nothing, not even one piece of the armor is earthly.
所以我们所穿戴的全副的军装不是靠外面看得见的东西。
The armor we put on is not you will see outwardly.
所以要放下各样的重担。
So we have to lay aside all weight.
就是要脱去我们这个旧人，穿上一个新人。
We have to lay aside the old man and put on the new man.
因为唯有新造的人才能奔跑这一条属天的道路。
Only the new creation can run this heavenly race.
我们这个肉体，我们这个旧人是不能进神的国。
The flesh, the old man, will not enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们奔跑道路的第一步，所要放下的第一个重担，就是我们这个肉体。
The first step when we run the race, the first thing is we have to lay aside this flesh.
所以主耶稣说，你们要舍己放下，背起我重，舍己 背起我的十字架来跟随我。
That's the Lord told us. If you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself and pick up your own cross. Follow me.
第二点，常常阻碍我们奔跑这道路的，就是今生的思虑、钱财和宴乐。
The secondobstacles for us to run the race is the worries. The things we care and the worry for this world and the wealth.
Worry, money, and entertainment. 所以在撒种的路加撒种的比喻就讲到有四种土。
In Book of Luke, there is four kinds of soil when you sow the seeds.
当撒种的时候，撒下去的时候有四种土。
When you sow the seeds, there are four kinds of soil.
第一种土在路旁的，这种人可能还没有得救。
First is the dust along the road. This is the situation that people will not is the not.
第四种是落在那好土的人。
The fourth one is the person who's the seed into the good soil.
这种人是得胜者，是神所喜悦的。
Those are the ones are the overcomers. Those are the ones who please the Lord.
我们常常属于第二种跟第三种的土。
Mostly, we belong to the second and third soil,
就是落在磐石和荆棘里的
which is the seeds sown on the among the soil among rocks and
荆棘
and the thorns.
就是这个意思，就是人听了道，走开以后遇见试炼。
The meaning is after we heard the words.And then we encounter difficulties and the trials.
这些试炼就是今生的思虑、钱财和宴乐。
Those tests are our worry and our money.
我们就结不出伸手的籽粒来。
And then we cannot bear fruit that is pleasing God.
这些人呢，这种人呢，是愿意追求。
Those people are willing to pursue.
我们很弟兄姐妹们，我们都愿意追求。
Like us, we are willing to pursue.
可是心中没有根，就结不出神熟的籽粒来。
But there is no root in our hearts, so we don't bear fruit.
那么求主真是激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
第二个，我们要如何放下各样的重担呢？
Secondly, how do we lay aside all the weight?
我们一起来读一下马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
Let's read Book of Matthew, chapter
11.
Chapter 11.
二十八到三十节。
Verse 28 to 31.
二十八到三十节，这里说到，凡劳苦沾重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑。你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.And you will find rest of your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这里说到两个担子。
Here talking about two burdens.
一个是劳苦人所担的担子。
One is the burden for the one who's labor.
就是重担。
That is a heavy burden.
另一个是主的担子。
Another is the Lord's burden, yoke.
主的担子是轻省的。
His yoke is easy.
因为主说他要跟我们共负一轭
Because the Lord says I will share the yoke with you
就是要一起来背负我们的重担
I will carry your burden with you
主耶稣在基督里用了他的宝血已经除去我们一切的罪
In his precious blood he has cleansed all our sins
主耶稣已经背负了我们的一切的重担
He has took all the heavy burdens away from. He has shared all the took all our heavy burdens.
马太福音这里告诉我们，我们来到主的面前，主就来跟我们一起来背我们的重担。
The Book of Matthew tells us when we come before the Lord, He will take the burden with us together.
这里我们要思想 我们的重担还在。
We have to know that our burden is exist.
我们每天还是很多的为了生活忙碌愁烦。
We have a lot of burdens from our daily living and our worries.
可是主耶稣愿意跟我们背。
But our Lord, He is willing to take the burden with us.
当我们来到主的面前，他跟我们一起背的时候，他是要把这个安息赐给我们。当我们跟主一起中背担的时候，主有主的安息。
When He shares the burden with us, we will find rest. We will find peace in Him.
我们当中有一位年轻的弟兄，他做见证。
There was a young brother when he testified.
他说他在工作上有很多的难处。
He said he has a lot of difficulties at work.
他碰到一个老板很不讲理。
And then he has a very unreasonable boss.
他的老板就像那尼布甲尼撒王。
Is his boss is like a king Nebuchadnezzar.
我们就知道尼布甲尼撒王的故事。
We all know the story of the king Nebuchadnezzar.
他有一天做了一个梦。
One day he had a dream.
他早上起来把梦给忘记了。
He forgot his ring in the morning.
他就把底下的术士都找来，告诉要他们为他解梦。
He has called all the wise men, and then led them to interpret his dream.
这些术士说：“你的梦是什么
？”Those are sorcerers say, "What is your dream?"
尼布甲尼撒王说：“我不记得了，你就替我解梦就是了。”
Nebuchadnezzar, I don't remember my dream, but you have to interpret.
他说他的老板就像这个王。
He said his boss is just like.
所以他非常的辛苦，非常的难过。
So he is very toiled.
有一天加班加到很晚了。
One day he has to work overtime until very late.
他到楼下休息喘口气。
And he went downstairs to take a break.
突然神的话来到他的心中。
All of a sudden a word of God came to him.
他突然想到这个老板和这个环境都是神所许可的。
And then it gives him the thought that his boss and the circumstances as the Lord have tailored for him.
自己的工作和能力也都是从神来的。
His ability to work is from God.
而且这个工作本身也是神所给的。
The job itself is provided by God.
很多时候我们没有工作，我们求神给我们一个工作。
When we don't have a job, we pray that the Lord will give us a job.
当我们有了工作，我们又抱怨这个工作不好。
After we have a job, and then we will complain, all things are going wrong.
可是我们弟兄，当他想到主的话的时候
，When this brother think about the word from the Lord,
他说：“我现在只有仰望主，依靠主，靠主的恩典，靠主的怜悯。”
He said, "Now I have only to look upon the Lord, His mercy, His grace."
他分享到他的心一下子就轻松下来。就有从主来的安息在他里面。
He shared all of the sudden he had his heart is he has rest and peace and then he has strength.
我们相信凡事都有主的美意。
We believe all things have a good will from the Lord.
主或许借着我们的环境来炼净我们，除去我们心中的骄傲。
Maybe the Lord used the circumstance to test us to get rid of all that.Unbelief in our hearts.
很多时候我们觉得靠着我们自己，我们什么都能做。
Sometimes we think I can do everything by myself.
中国人说人定胜天。
Chinese have a saying that the man will defeat heaven.
If you work hard, you will overcome the world.
We will overcome.
所以感谢主，我们要把重担卸在主的面前。
We have to lay aside our weight before the Lord.
第三个，我们要讲到要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Thirdly, we have to lay aside sins that is nears us.
什么是容易缠累我们的罪呢？
What is the thing that is clings to us easily?
弟兄们有不同的看见。
Different people have a different seeing.
但是我觉得这个容易缠累我们的罪 就是我们的信心，我们不信的恶心。
I think the things that is easily entangle us is our unbelief.
因为我们知道希伯来书是在讲信心。
We know the book of Hebrews is talking about faith.
那希伯来书十二章的第一节讲到，他在讲要我们奔着道路，要我们放下重担，脱去罪的时候，他跟我们讲了这一句话，希伯来书十二章的第一节。
When he talking about when we have to lay aside the weight and the sin clings us and let us run before the way with perseverance, he has the first verse to mention first.
十二章一节说到，我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
The first verse says, therefore, since we have surrounded by a great cloud of witness.
其实这些见证人如同云彩围着我们，就是来帮助我们放下重担，脱去残留我们的罪，来跑这一条前面的路程。
All these clouds of witnesses is to guide us, to help us to run the race, to lay aside the weight.
什么是见证人呢？
What is a witness?
见证人就是要见证他的使命，就是见证看不见的神。
The witnesses, their duty, their mission is to witness God.
That is unseen. 所以希伯来书十二章一到二节是接着十一章。
The first verse of chapter 12 is the continue of chapter 11.
十一章讲的就是信。
Chapter 11 is talking about faith.
什么是信呢？
What is faith?
在十一章的第一节讲到，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Chapter 11 verse 1 says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
他说古人在这信的事上得了美好的见证。
Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval.
所以在希伯来书十一章里面就列了许多信心的伟人。
So in chapter 11, it listed all those heroes of faith.
从亚伯一直到撒母耳。
From Abel all the way to Samuel.
直到今天，神能借着这些见证人来他见证他自己的作为。
Till today, God uses witnesses to testify himself.
旧约时代，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
In the Old Testament, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也今天成了我们的神。
Is our God today?
我们的神是叫人从死里复活、死无变有的神。
Our God can turn things from nothing, and then He will resurrect the dead.
也就是这些见证人所见证的。
This is all those witnesses to testified.
感谢主，他们是我们信心的榜样。
Praise the Lord, those are the examples of our faith.
他们活出基督的生命。
And then they have lived out the life of Christ.
我们的神是看不见的。
Our God is unseen.
信心也是看不见的。
Faith is unseen.
可是这些见证人借着他的行为，借着他们的行为，让我们看见他们的信心，看见那看不见的神。
Through the deeds of these witnesses, and we will see this unseen God.
希伯来书十一章十三节也说到。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13 is mentioned.
他说这些人呢，都是存着信心死的。
All those died in faith.Without having received them.
就是说，当他们死的时候，他们还是有信心。
When they die, they die with faith. They have faith.
因为他们还没有得到所应许的。
Because they just didn't receive what has promised to them.
因为在希伯来书十一章里面讲到亚伯拉罕，他是那盼望那天上的耶路撒冷更美的家乡。
When they talk about Abraham, he is hoped for that better home in heaven.
可是当他死的时候，他没有还没有到那 更美的家乡，也还没有得到那更美的基业。
But when he died, he didn't enter the better home, and he didn't receive the better inheritance.
所以说他们是带着信心死的。
That's why they died with faith.
神为什么这样子呢？
Why God did this?
他说到，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Because God has prepared this, and then if they will not receive together with us, it is not finished. It's not perfect.
这更美的家乡是主第二次再来的新天耶路撒冷要从天而降。
That better home is when the Lord returns. That's the New Jerusalem will come from heaven.
神的心意要这些见证人与我们一起同得。
God's heart desire is, witnesses will receive this with us together.
所以我们的信心要带领我们走这一生的道路。
So our faith will guide us to walk on this life.
如果我们离世的时候主还没有来，我们要存着信心死。
If we passed away, and if the Lord is not returned yet, we will die with this great faith.
我们相信主的话必定成就。
We believe that God's words will be accomplished.
我们在八月底，我们在威斯特菲兹有11位的弟兄姐妹受浸。
At the end of August, there are 11 brothers and sisters were baptized.
每次看到弟兄姐妹在主面前的受浸见证，我们就受到激励。
When we heard their testimony, our hearts are encouraged.
这次有五位初中生。
There are 5 middle schoolers this time.
其中有一位初中生的姐妹，她做这样的见证。
Young sister, she testified.
她说她妈妈以前脾气非常的不好。
She said her mom has ill temper before.
当她和爸爸吵架的时候，她会把怒气就发在他们孩子们的身上。
When the mom argued with the dad, and then she will throw a fit among the kids.
她是家中的老大，底下还有两个妹妹。
The young sister is the oldest, and then she has 2 younger sisters.
我们小姐妹说，当我妈妈生气的时候是很可怕的。
And then she said, when my mom was mad, she looks terrible.
我在想，我们这个大家都很熟悉，我们生气的时候也是很可怕的。
We all know when we are mad, we look like we're terrible.
很多时候，我们也把我们的怒气就发到孩子的身上。
Maybe sometimes we will throw this fit to our children.
我们小姐妹讲到这里的时候，就跟我们说
，When this young sister testified, she said,
不要误会我的意思。
Do not misunderstand me.
我妈妈是个好人呐。
My mom is a good person.
可是当她生气的时候，家里的人每个人都要听。
But when she's mad, everybody has to listen to her.
然而在疫情期间呢，我妈妈改变了。
But during the pandemic, my mom changed.
因为她开始有更多的祷告。
Because she started praying more.
她少用自己的方法要来改变我们跟她的爸爸。
And she will use less method of herself try to change us and our dad.
看到我母亲的改变
，Seeing my mom's change，
改变了我的心
，It changed my heart too。
也看到神对人的生活能产生多大的影响
，And then I see how great influence that the Lord will affect our life。
感谢主
，Praise the Lord。
这是一个孩子因着母亲生活的见证来到主的面前。
This is a child because of the change of the mother and she came to the Lord。
他愿意。这样归入主的名下。
She is willing to hand her life to the Lord.
主把弟兄姐妹摆在我们当中，实在是一个何等美的事情。
And then it's how wonderful is the Lord, and then to have brothers and sisters live around us.
所以希伯来书说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
That's why the Book of Hebrews chapter 12 says, since we have surrounded.A great cloud of witness.
什么是云彩呢
？What is a cloud?
就这里说到，见证人像云彩一样。
Here says the witness like a cloud.
我们知道云彩呢，在英文的意思是 cloud.
Okay, yeah, English is cloud. It's a cloud.
我们知道云只有在天上有。
We know the cloud is all above in the sky.
在自然界里呢，云是由空中的水蒸气凝成结微小的水滴，然后结合而成的。
Clouds form by the water in the air, and then they gather together.
在空中就形成云。
In the sky, it formed the clouds.
所以天上的云是从地上的水来的。
The clouds in the sky, it comes from the water on earth.
地上的水是液体。
And the water on earth is a liquid.
变成气体。
It becomes evaporate like an air.
升到空中，再变回液体，凝结之后，在空中就形成了云。
It ascends to the air and becomes air, and then becomes water, and then form of a cloud.
所以水是要经过变化才能够变成云的。
Water has to change forms, become clouds.
水没有蒸发。就不能成云。
If a water is not evaporated, it cannot become clouds.
我们有一本诗歌也说到，若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。
There is a song is kind of if a olive not pressed in the press will not become olive oil.
同样的，我们这个人如果没有经过破碎。就不能成为神的器皿。
If we are not be broken, we cannot be vessel of God.
所以说，见证人就像云彩一般的围绕我们，他们都是经过神的制作。
So the witnesses like a cloud surround us. They are, they had the work of God become the witnesses.
这些见证人都是经过流泪谷的。
Those witnesses, they all have went through the valley of Baca.
可是主说要将这流泪谷变为泉源之地。
The Lord says He will turn the valley of Baca into the stream.
主借着环境制作我们。
The Lord will mold us through circumstances.
让我们能够升天，成为神的见证。
So that we can be go up heavenly and become the witnesses of God.
所以第下次弟兄姐妹看到天灿的云彩的时候，我们就想到这是主的工作，各样的苦难。主是有目的的。
Next time, if you see the clouds in the sky, you will think that's the work of the God. And through all the sufferings, and then, His work will be done.
都是见证人，就像云彩一般围绕着我们。在座的每一位，我们蒙恩的儿女，都是主的见证人。
All the people who were saved by grace, we are all the witnesses of the Lord.
当我们受浸的时候，我们都见证主是我们的主。
When we baptized, we all testify our Lord.
弟兄姐妹也在各样的苦难当中。
Our brothers and sisters, we are in all kinds of suffering.
仍然愿意来到主的面前来追求主，这就是一个见证。
We're still willing to come before the Lord. That is a testimony.
所以主教导我们要彼此相爱，因为我们都是神所蒙爱的。
So that's what the Lord teaches. We need to love one another.
在这奔跑属天的道路上，我们有重担。有不幸的罪缠累着我们。
On this heavenly race, we do have a sin of, we do have the sin of unbelief. It ensnares us.
可是感谢主，为我们预备了见证人，像云彩一样的来激励我们。
But praise the Lord, He has set examples of the witnesses like clouds surround us.
我们要来到主的面前。
When you come before the Lord.
所以在第四点，他讲到要第四个动词是仰望，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So the first verb is as we have to look upon Yeshua, the initiator and the finisher of our faith.
因为的主耶稣是为我们信心创始成终，一直到终点的那一位。
Because Yeshua, He is the one who initiated and to finish. He is the one from beginning to the end.
我们在跑比赛的路程上，在跑马拉松的路程上，这四个小时，我们相信主与我们同在，我们可以的。
During the 4 hours of marathon, if you believe the Lord is with us, like our life like a marathon, that the Lord is with us, we can do it.
我们的信心是从主而来的。
Our faith comes from the Lord.
这个信心要带领我们走这一生的道路。
This faith will guide us to walk on earth in our whole life.
所以保罗说，我忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That's why Paul says, I will forget all things behind, I will leave things behind, and then press on and towards the goal who set before me.
那个标杆就是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The goal is Yeshua, who is the initiator and the finisher of our faith.
所以基督要成为我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
成为我们的生命，基督是我们的生命。
He is our life and becomes our life.
所以我们要跑前面的道路，我们要有基督的生命。
If we want to run the race set before us, we have to have the life of Messiah.
我们要靠自己是没有办法来跑这一条道路的。
There's no way we can finish the race. We can run the race by ourselves.
在十二章的二节这里讲到。
In verse 2, in chapter 2, it says,
主耶稣来到地上，也在跑一条道路。
The Lord, when he's on earth, he ran a race.
他这条道路里面有羞辱，也有苦难。
His race come with shame and sacrifice.
十字架的苦难。
That is the suffering of the cross.
可是他说，因为那摆在前头的喜乐。
But he says for the joy that is set before him.
他就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
He despised the shame and endured the cross.
他今天已经坐在父神宝座的右边。
He has set the right hand of the throne of God.
主耶稣已经完成了他的救赎。
He has accomplished the salvation.
他已经得胜。
He has won the victory.
今天我们在奔跑这一条属天的道路上，我们也要靠主得胜。
When we run this race, we will win victory, in the name of our Lord.
所以感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
把这一条道路指教给我们。
He has provided this way to us.
这条道路是艰难的。
This race is difficult.
不是容易的。
It's not easy.
要我们来跑。
But we want to run.
早晨当我开车要来这里的时候，
When I drive to here this morning,
我知道我们从我们家五十九一直就可以，五十九然后四十五六一零四十五就可以到这里。
I know I can go 59
and 45 we'll get to here.
Yeah.
今天四十五有个路口，有个一段关起来了。
But on the highway 45, there's one exit is closed.
就是把路给关起来了，你就不能再开五十九了。
The close the highway.
所以你就要出来。
I have to exit.
有时候我们就，我是走在主的道上，可是为什么会有拦阻呢？
Yeah, sometimes I think I'm walk on the way of the Lord, but there is obstacles.
五十九是一条正确的道路。
59 is the right direction.
让我来到 Dumbo 的一条道路。
That's the right direction for me to come to Dumbo.
怎么被围起来了？
But how come it's closed?
就像我们在主的道上，有时候我们碰到难处。
It's like we encounter difficulties when we run the race.
不是我走错路。
It is not I went to a wrong direction.
路就这样被拦起来了。
But the road is just blocked.
就像约伯，他遇到苦难。
It's like Job when he encounters suffering.
他也不知道，他行动正直，他是一个完全人，为什么会遭到这么多的苦难？
He didn't understand he's a righteous man and why there is so much suffering come to him.
我们真是要来到主的面前。
We need truly come to the Lord.
主有他的美意。
He has his will.
今天主告诉我们，在奔这条道路的时候，我们要放下各样的重担。
Today, the Lord tells us when we run this race, we have to lay aside all the weight.
就是我们这个肉体。
That is our flesh.
就是我们这个己。
That is ourself.
我们的眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
The lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh, and the pride of our life.
今生各样的思虑。
All the worries.
钱财。
The wealth.
厌乐。
And all the enjoyment.
我们要放下来。
We have to lay aside.
交给主。
And with the hand over to the Lord.
要脱去缠累我们的罪。
We have to lay aside in all the sins that ensnares us.
除去我们一切不信的恶心。
Get rid of all the unbelief.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
有这么许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
He gave us so many witnesses like clouds around us.
把弟兄姐妹摆在我们当中。
He gave brothers and sisters around us.
那我们一起同奔天路。
We will run this heavenly race together.
更重要的。
More importantly.
我们可以仰望我们的主。
We have to look upon our Lord.
他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
He is the one who is the pioneer, who is the initiator and the finisher of our faith.
这条道路有羞辱，有苦难。
This path will have shame and suffering.
但这是暂时的。
But that's temporal.
这个道路的前面有喜乐。
But there's a joy before us.
有天上更美的家乡。
There is a better home in heaven waiting for us.
那是永远的。
That is eternal.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他已经得胜。
He has won the victory.
我们要靠我们的主得胜。
By believing Him, we will be victorious too.
最后，我要用一处经文来结束。
Lastly, I will end.The message with one verse.
我们打开耶利米书十七章。
Book of Jeremiah, chapter
17. 十七章第五节到第八节。
Verse 5 to 8.
耶利米书十七章第五节到第八节。
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5 to 8.
这里有两种人。
There's two kind of people.
好，我来念哈，姐妹在念英文。倚靠人血肉绑臂的，心中离弃耶和华的，那人有祸了。因他必像沙漠的杜松，不见胡勒来到，却要在旷野干旱之处，无人居住的碱地。
Thus says the Lord, cursed are those, who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength. Those hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see what relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of wilderness in an uninhabited salt land.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了，他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子能蔽青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes.And its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit.
在耶利米，他这里说到，一个是倚靠人血肉绑臂的人。
Here talks about one person is they trust in the flesh of be their strength.
心中离弃耶和华，这人是有祸的。
They turn away from the Lord. Woe to those.
另外一种人是依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人是有福的。
The other kind are those who trust in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord.
我们在跑这属天的道路，我们要依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的。
When we run this heavenly race, we have to trust in Jehovah, and then He is the trust. In Jehovah is our trust.
我们要如果要依靠我们自己人血肉的膀臂，依靠外面，依靠势力，这个人是有祸的。
Woe to those who are trusting their own flesh in their own force and strength.
这里就是告诉我们，奔跑这一条道路，唯一能够达到终点的道路，就是要依靠耶和华。
The only way we can reach the mark, the only way is to trust in Jehovah.
我们要记住，牢牢地记住三件事。
We have to remember three things.
我们要知道，神就是爱。
We have to know Jehovah is love.
因为我们所依靠的神就是爱。
The trust that the Lord we trust is love.
在约翰一书四章八节那边说到。
In 1 John, chapter 1,
第四章第八节到第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 8 to 9.
他这里说，因为神就是爱，神差他独生子来到世间，使我们借着他能够得神。神的爱就是，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Whoever does not love does not know
God. God is love, yeah.
Right? Is it right? God love, God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might be lived with Him.
神对我们的爱是永不改变的爱。
His love never changes.
我们在地上的每个人的道路都是主为我们预备最好的。
All the paths we have on earth is the Lord prepared us, and it is the best.
第二个，神他有他做事的法则。
And God has His own way to do things.
主说，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
The Lord says, the heart of me for you is not to harm you, but to prosper you.
我们知道，他的目的是叫我们幕后有指望。
Because His purpose to let us have this hope to the end.
我们知道，我们也相信，凡事有神的美意。
We believe and we know everything has the will of God.
我们在奔跑这属天的道上，我们要学习忍耐顺服的功课。
We have to learn the lessons of perseverance when we run this heavenly race.
奔跑是要忍耐的。
When we run, we have to endure.
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们。
The book of Hebrew, the writer tells us,
使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得到所应许的。
If you accomplish the will of God, you will receive what promised to you.
我们人生最后都有一个终点。
Our life has a destiny.
我们的终点是得到冠冕，还是后悔？
Our destiny is to receive crown or regret.
我们是那忠心又良善的仆人，还是那恶仆？
Are we the faithful servant or is the wicked servant?
我们不管碰到任何的环境，我们相信神有他做事的法则。
No matter what we encounter, we know God has His way.
第三个，我们要相信神有他的时间。
Thirdly, we know God has His own timing.
彼得前书说到，你要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。到的时候，他必叫你升高。
First Peter says, "You have to be humbled. You have to submit yourself under the hand of God. To the time, He will have His work done."
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你。
Lay aside all your worries to the Lord because He cares you.
我们要等候主的时间。
We have to wait for the timing of the Lord.
有时候我们说。环境这么难，还要多久？
Sometimes we say, "How long, Lord? How long? It's so hard."
可是我们相信，我们的主是每时每刻都陪伴我们奔跑道路的神。
But we know our God, He is the one to run with us.
因为他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Because He is the God who is the pioneer and finisher of our faith.
我们生活的每一步。都是要靠着信心来走。
We have to live every step with faith.
忧愁不能加添力量。
Worry will not give us strength.
如果基督不是我们的生命，我们靠自己要跑是跑不动的。
If Christ is not our life, we cannot run.
主说呢，靠加给我力量的，我凡事都能。
The Lord says, "All things are possible for the one who gave me strength."
所以彼得也鼓励我们。
So Peter encouraged us.
从今以后，我们就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意度在世余下的光阴。
Peter says, from now on, we do not do things according to our own flesh, but the will of God.
我们都能成为一个主的见证人。
I hope we all of us will become the witnesses of God.
奔跑这主天的道路。
So we'll run this heavenly race together.
相信神就是爱。
Believe God is love.
他有他做事的法则。
He has His own way to do things.
不是我们自己的道路，是主的道路。
It is not our way; it's His way.
都有主的时间。
He has his own time.
我们要相互在主的面前。有一天，他会带着我们进入永恒。
We have to believe one day he will bring us into the eternity.
让我们彼此鼓励。
Let us to encourage each other.
这条道路艰难。
This race full of difficulties.
但是主应许我们。
But the Lord has promised us.
他要跟我们走到底。
He will be with us to the end.
忍耐到底的终必得救。
The one who endures to the end will be saved.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own words.